Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, God is great and greatly to be praised, and we are happy to still be in the land of the living, serving the true and living God, the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Welcome to Miracle Internet Church. I am Dr. Sabrina Sessions, and Brother Marshall and Brother Bill are here, and so are all of you, and God bless each one of you. You know, saints, the year is moving on. We're at the end of April. Can you believe it? This is the end of April, and we're moving into the month of May. Soon it'll be June, and half the year will be gone. So I want to encourage you to make the very most of every day. Whatever the Lord indicates to you that that's what you ought to do, do it as unto the Lord, not with murmuring or complaining, but joyfully as unto the Lord. You know, we do not know when our last day will be here on this planet. And it's important for us to do the things that the Lord tells us to do when he tells us to do them. You know, many of us, the Lord indicates to us, you should do thus and so. And we say, yes, Lord, but then we get busy with the activities of everyday affairs and we don't get around to it. But you know, saints, we don't know when the last day will be. Amen? We just don't know. We know times, we know seasons, but the hour and the moment, we don't know. So let us pay a little bit more attention to what the Lord has asked us to do. And perhaps we can move it higher on our list of priorities and actually do those things. Because that's what he wants done. Amen? Amen. We don't know when the situations of life will change so that we won't be able to accomplish some of those things. So while we have the opportunity, let us do the good that he has called us to do. Amen? Amen. That's what we ought to do. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian Internet church, and we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. We are also live worldwide. That's right. Anyone who desires to listen to us anywhere in the world may listen into Miracle Internet Church. Amen? It is so. And we thank the Lord for his grace toward us where technology is concerned, enabling us to use our cell phones in a special way. We just want to thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy to the children of men and to this ministry in particular. We want to thank the Lord for the technological advances and the electronic advances that have helped us to have a ministry that's in over 30 countries. Amen? And so we ask the Lord to increase us. Countries where there's not yet anyone listening that we know of, we ask the Lord to touch hearts and minds in those nations so that we will be in every nation and in every country with persons participating in this body of believers. Amen? That's a prayer request that I have before the Lord. And I pray that you join me in agreement with that prayer request. Amen? You see, God has children everywhere, all over the globe, everywhere. And we want his children everywhere to know the truth and to have access to this ministry. Amen? So if you will come in agreement with me for those things, I'm certain the Lord will answer our prayer in due time. Amen? Also, I wanted to thank you once again, everyone, for all of your prayers for me and my family members as we buried dear aunt and to some of us, grandmother, but to me, an aunt, my last aunt. And it was such a blessing, all the sympathy notes that you all sent, all your kindnesses that you included. I want to thank each one of you. You'll never know how much it means to me, and even to Brother Bill, to receive kindnesses from you all, to get those little notes that say, we're praying for you, we love you, we're supporting you. It means the world to us, and we want you to know from the bottom of our hearts that we truly do appreciate you and love you and are grateful to be in the body of Christ with you. It's an honor and a privilege to serve the Lord and to be a blessing to you. Amen? And we want to invite everyone who is desiring to be healed of anything, even if it's not physical, to be desirous of healing in your body or healing somewhere, to participate in the upcoming fast with us. This fast begins on Tuesday, May 4th, and it runs continually through midnight, Friday, May 7th. It begins at 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday, May 4th, whatever your time zone is, all the way continuously through midnight, Friday, May 7th, whatever time zone you're in. We will only be partaking of water and herbal teas and fruits and vegetables. That's it. Water, herbal teas, fruits, and vegetables. And in previous messages on healing, I've already given you those scriptures that we're referring to, so I would suggest that you recast those broadcasts if you did not have an opportunity to write down those scriptures. And as usual, we are doing without and forsaking Facebook. That's right, Facebook, all those extra YouTubes, all that extra TV, all of the video games. Those things are not a part of the fast, so we won't be partaking of them. Amen? If you spend excess time on the phone with your family, excess time is not a part of the fast. Amen? So we are focused on the Lord and what he is doing in our lives. He has much that he desires to do if we will open up and allow him to do so and to bless us. He wants us to be healed. It's his desire and his aim for us to be healed. It's his will for us to be healed. And he's called us to seek his face. He's called us to seek his face because he is ready to move. Let's not keep him waiting, saints. Amen. Let's not forsake the grace of God. Amen. So we would just want to put you in remembrance of that. Also, those of you who have forgotten, we daily go up to the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and place our agreement in for prayer requests. This is where our prayer requests go and our praise reports. Amen. Some of us have forgotten about the praise reports, but this is a gentle reminder to place your praise reports there. I do want to report to you that the funeral was very nice. It was very touching. It was filled with family members doing their part during the service. And it was a blessing. It was a blessing. And I'm grateful that things went so well. It could have been otherwise, you know. So anyway, she's home with the Lord and with the other family members. And we're here to carry on because we have things to do. It's just that simple. We still have work to do. So we will be here, I pray, until our work is through. Also, there's some things that we're working on in the background that we need your prayer covering over. We're asking the Lord to move us forward in certain areas with certain things. You know, recently we got an app on our phones. Well, that took a lot of work in the background for some time. And we thank you that even though you didn't know exactly what the project was, that you supported us with prayer and covering through your intercession. And we want to thank you for that. We have other projects that we are working on and going forth in the name of the Lord, and we ask and covet your prayers. Amen? So we want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for your tithing offering. It's very much needed and very much of a support. Thank you, those of you who are unemployed presently. Keep believing the Lord. He has not forgotten you. If you're desiring employment, the Lord wants to bless you. Amen? So Whatever your place may be or your condition at the moment, you know, we all know how to abound and to be abased. So wherever you find yourself, thank the Lord and give him praise because he is working on our behalf. Amen? Amen. Also, those of you who have come down for baptism, praise the Lord. Congratulations to all of you. It was a privilege and an honor to meet you and a pleasure to minister to you. Those of you who desire to, you will need to let Brother Bill know when we are live in the on the broadcast in the MIC radio chat. And we only do this during the warm months. When it gets too cold, we don't do this. So we are open to do this now. And so those of you that have been waiting for an opportunity to get baptized or rebaptized, this is the season for that. Amen? Now, those of you who do not know and have not heard our announcement, when you come up, we invite you to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is miracleinternetchurch.com, www.miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. That is our chat room when we are live on the air and where you all share information when we're not on the air and where Pastor places announcements all of the time. And so we invite you to click on that link and go down to the bottom of the page on the left-hand side. And under the word viewers, click that circular icon that looks like it has a stick in it and sign in. Amen? And greet everyone in the chat room. As you can see, there we talk to each other, and except during the sermons. We don't do it then. And we greet one another in the name of the Lord. Why? Because the love of God is here. And we love one another. And we love you too. Amen? And we want you to feel welcome and at home with us. Amen? We exclusively use the King James Version of the Bible. So we also have the King James Version Audio Bible as a link on the website. Now, if you're a you're on a cellular phone, an iPhone, cell phone, whichever you want to call it. When you pull up the page, miracleinternetchurch.com, across a black background, you'll see three white lines. Click that link, and it opens all the other links. If you're on a computer, we ask that you open two windows of miracleinternetchurch.com. The first window is for MIC Radio Chat, and in the second window, you'll click Blog Talk Archive Sermons and scroll down to the upcoming broadcast and click that big arrow in the center, and you'll be able to listen through your computer. Amen? Praise the Lord. And we're so grateful for you to come and listen. Amen? And to participate. We take notes here. We encourage you to recast. We encourage you to go into the archive sermons led by the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Amen? Led by the Holy Spirit so he can direct you to the messages that he wants you to hear. God has a plan and a purpose for this, you see? And we actually have messages all over the website, and the Holy Spirit will be more than happy to escort you to where you need to find the word. Amen? There's plenty of word here. We have well over 10 years of sermons. We minister at least a minimum to 2 to 3 times a week, a constant 3 times a week now. So there are sermons there for you, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And those of you who desire to become a member of Miracle Internet Church, there is a link for that as well. We ask that you partake of the link. And if you wish to become a global prayer warrior, there is a link for that as well. Amen. So, saints, make use of the website. Amen. I know when I went to the little family dinner after the service, I was busy getting my cousins to download our website to their phone. You know, open it up. See where it is. See what we say. So when that time comes that the Lord's ready to convict them of where they are in life and what they're doing and where he wants them to be, they have no excuses right there on their cell phones, you see? You got to be slick about it sometimes, you know? But anyway, we have books and e-books. We have over 150 e-books, and they are downloadable to your electronic device. And so there's quite a bit there if you wish to. In fact, there's even giving at Miracle Internet Church. There is a page that tells you what we would like and what we expect in giving. It just gives you directions so that, you know, everything will flow smoothly. And we appreciate you taking the time to read it and to follow those instructions. Amen? It makes everything work well together. Amen? Because the Lord likes it when we walk in unity together. Amen? And two can't walk together lest they be agreed. So we have a page that explains how we would like for the giving to take place so that all will go well. Praise the Lord. And we thank you for your kindness and for your generosity and for your prayer support. Amen? Amen. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Amen? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for this day. Lord, many of us have been busy in full-time employment, part-time employment, some form of employment, Lord. And so, Lord, as we come before you tonight, we don't want to bring all the baggage from all the places that we've been today before you right now. We want to unload the baggage, Jesus. We want to be here in your presence. We want to come before you. But all that other stuff, we want to leave it where we were. Amen? We don't want it to follow us. So whatever the responsibilities or problems or situations that we had to face earlier today, however difficult they may have been, Lord, we transfer them all to you now. We cast all of our cares upon you because we know that you care for us. We have decided not to think about it, meditate on it, or allow it to control our lives in any way. We humble ourselves before you, Lord, because we know that you love us and that you care for us. And we are now turning our hearts to you, Lord. You deserve to have our full, undivided attention, not cluttered with all of the things that happened last week, the week before, this week, and even today. We refuse to drag all of those things into this meeting with you tonight, Lord. We don't want to be weary and worn out and beaten down by today's activities. So we ask you, Heavenly Father, to refresh us now that we might be able to give our full attention to the word that you have for us tonight. We thank you for your joy overflowing in our hearts and that as we enter into worship, your peace, your joy, your life, of what are imparted to us, Lord, not misery, frustration, and fatigue. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We lift up to you all connectivity issues in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the enemy and his interference in the name of Jesus. We bind Bozy and every demon that attacks our saints being able to connect to the ministry. In Jesus' name, Father, we ask that you release your angels so that everyone will be able to participate tonight as you would desire, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to touch our hearts and to make us sensitive to your spirit as we come forth, Lord, to receive your word and to participate in prayer and intercession and deliverance, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful opportunity, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for the armor of God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God. We thank you for the wall of fire with your glory in the midst. We thank you for the warring, linking angels and for the praising angels, Lord. And we thank you that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So now, Lord, we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring those thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We bind every thought right now in Jesus' name. All of the list of things we did not complete, we bind those thoughts right now in the name of Jesus. All of those concerns about dinner or not dinner, we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. All of those thoughts about things that we did not complete or things that are yet to be done, we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. Every care and worry and concern, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every thought that keeps us from giving you our full attention and focus and opening freely our hearts, our spirits, our minds, and our lives to you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all interference, and we cast it down at the feet of Jesus. Amen. We bind every ugly thought that was whirled at us by a demon or a devil through anyone. We bind it in Jesus' name. We bind all the thoughts of the things that irritated us or annoyed us or vexed us or hurt us today in the name of Jesus. All of our disappointments, Father, from today, we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that didn't quite go the way it should have, we bind it up, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we hand it over to you. We know that you will handle its proper disposition in the name of Jesus. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, and all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in the name of Jesus. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep in Jesus' name. We bind murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all technology demons and their attacks, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, water and marine spirits and their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks, all unclean spirits and their attacks, all passive devils and their attacks, all sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drones, whoredom spirits and their attacks, all voices of the stranger and their attacks, all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, all mystic rituals and their intent, and we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and magicians, and we bind every order of magic and mystic art, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu practices, Arab practices, Indian practices, African practices, European practices, in Jesus' name. All South American witchcraft, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms. All shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse and its devils in Jesus' name. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, mammon and his agents, all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, buy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, the New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies, and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Leviathan, the king of pride, and all of his underlings. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all astral projection. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Moloch and Baalish, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Zeus, Mammon, Apollyon, Belial, Baal, and Beelzebub in the name of Jesus Christ. And we chain you with eternal chains unto darkness. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind all ungodly and demonic bleeding in the name of Jesus Christ. All bleeding that is perpetrated by a demonic entity, we bind up the flow in the name of Jesus Christ. And we bind the devil that procured it in the name of Jesus. We release that evil back on the head of the demon spirit that did it in the name of Jesus Christ. We turn you over to God the Holy Spirit for your sure demise in Jesus' name. We bind hot and cold spots and return their afflictions to the work of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. And we return and loose all these retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and we send their fear and harassments, witchcraft, mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand will save us. We thank you for that, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We cover also our vehicles and the road on which we travel. We take authority and dominion over animals and demons of the roads so that they do not cross our path. We thank you, Father, for dispatching your angels ahead of us to protect us. We bind collisions. We bind calamities. We bind accidents. We bind tragedies. We bind poor driving in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind breakdowns on the road in Jesus' name. We bind congestion and traffic that leads to frustration and anger in Jesus' name. We bind provocations from other drivers in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father, for covering us with your peace and your patience when we are on the road in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind devils that send people to cut us off in traffic in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for grace, for safe driving. We bind mechanisms in our vehicles breaking down when we are driving in the name of Jesus. And we, Father, we thank you for the detection of those things well in advance, so that they may be attended to in Jesus' name. We bind vehicles coming over into our lane. We bind wild and reckless driving when we're on the road in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority over the demons in the night, bad dreams, nightmares, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams, and we command them to stay away in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask for giant warrior angels to protect us and our property as we sleep through the night or the day. And we thank you for your wall of fire around us in Jesus' name. We pull out our fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo pins in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. Go into the cage in Jesus' name. With the sword of the Spirit, we cut ourselves free from every ungodly soul tie, attachment, agreement, covenant, oath, consent, vows, pledges, pacts, any form of agreement whatsoever with the demonic realm. In the name of Jesus, even generationally, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the works of every witch, warlock, wizard, Satanist, shaman, all nanobots, and sorcerers in Jesus' name. We break the power of curses, hexes, vexes, love spells, charms, all psychic warfare, sorcery, magic, voodoo, brain frequency meditations, jinxes, potions, death, bewitchment, sickness, pain, all torment in Jesus' name. And we give you praise, Father. We bind up the chantings and the incantations, the crystals, the root works, and the candle burnings, the tribal rituals, and the sins proceeding in Jesus' name. We thank you for your peace being released on your people, Father. We bind up spirits of wizardry and sorcery, spirits of evil and jealousy in Jesus' name. And we destroy those wicked works in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your love, Father, in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen and amen. Well, saints, tonight the Lord wants to talk to us a little bit. In the last days is what he called this message. In the last days. All believers in Jesus Christ are blessed with the extraordinary opportunity of growing and drawing close to Jesus Christ himself. Now, for that, you should praise the Lord, saints. That's a good time to praise the Lord. Our featured psalm for tonight's worship service is Psalm 124. Our verse for meditation comes from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 14 and verse 11. And our featured ebook is Double-Minded Man, Spiritually Unstable. That's a very important book, and if you have not read it, it's under our link on books and ebooks. I encourage you to get it and to read it because it will help you to grow in that area. Amen. And not to vacillate and waver, but to remain steadfast in the Lord. What an amazing truth to discover that each of us have been given this special opportunity to draw close to Jesus Christ himself. You know, there are people that regret that they were not alive on the earth when Jesus Christ was walking the earth. But that does not hinder us from drawing close to the Lord and being in close fellowship with him. In fact, we should seek to do this. Amen? We should seek to do this. The creator of the entire universe and beyond desires a deep, satisfying, and intimate relationship made possible by the mercy and grace of the Father and by his sacrifice on Calvary. He doesn't want us, saints, to know him from afar. He wants us to draw closer to him. That's what he's desiring. And he's desiring for us to want it too. Amen? He's desiring for us to want that too. Anyone pass this up? How could anyone, knowing that the Lord loves us so much, that he's so merciful and so forgiving and so desirous of us growing and maturing in his love, who could pass this up? Who? Who could do such a thing? How could anyone who has become a partaker of this promise of the gospel in Christ turn back? How can anyone turn away from the love of God? How can anyone do that? How is that possible? But many persons have done just that. They've turned away from the love and power of God for some reason or another. But saints, the Lord encourages us in Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 22, Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 22, let us draw near. That's right, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. He wants us to draw close to him, not to run away, but rather to draw close and near to him, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. That's right. Without wavering. That's why the Lord chose the featured ebook for tonight about being a double-minded person. He wants us to hold on to what we've professed and promised the Lord and given of ourselves to him, but he doesn't want us to waver or vacillate or go back and forth, here one minute, there the next, because he's faithful that promised. He doesn't vacillate or change. There is no shadow of turning in our God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we should keep our word to him also. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. We need to encourage one another to keep going in the Lord. That's one of the reasons, saints, that we have the MIC radio chat available 24 hours. Because the saints come up and encourage one another. We encourage each other in the love of the Lord to keep going. Amen. It gets tough sometimes. It gets difficult sometimes. It gets discouraging sometimes, but we must continue to encourage one another daily, especially as we see the day approaching, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. What do you mean by that? When we're here on the broadcast together, we are assembled together in the presence of the Lord. Presence comes right in our very midst. We encourage one another not to miss. And if you have to miss, recast. That's what recasting is for, so that you don't miss of anything that the Lord has said or has done as we come together in his name. Amen? But exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching, as we grow closer and closer to the time when the Holy Spirit will take the church out of the earth, keep exhorting one another, keep encouraging one another to keep on going in the Lord. Amen? That's what the Lord is saying to us. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Jesus has done it. That's it. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. You see, once we've come to the knowledge of the truth of the Word of God, if we turn around and decide to willfully walk away from the truth, walk away from the gospel, and walk away from the Lord Jesus Christ and his atoning sacrifice, what can be done for us? What? So we must hold on to Jesus Christ. We must hold on to his truth. We must hold on to his word. We must walk in his spirit, because it, technically speaking, and very much so, as the days draw on, it begins to be more difficult. The devil isn't worried about those that are sitting in the palm of his hand. His concern is those that are pressing on to know the Lord. So his attack isn't going to be about those or against those that are sitting right in his lap. No, he's going to be attacking those who oppose him and his wickedness. So we must remember these things, and we must be certain of our walk in the Lord. We must be certain of our walk in the Lord. You see, saints, we have an open door to draw near to our God with boldness. That's right. With boldness we come before him, not cringing, not in fear, but in boldness. Yes, we go to our Father and we say what we need to say. Amen. Amen. And by the blood of Jesus Christ, this blessing, this grace, this opportunity is afforded to us by the high priesthood ministry of Jesus Christ on our behalf. He is our high priest that has entered into the Holy of Holies in heaven on our behalf with his blood on the mercy seat. That's right. So, you see, we are called to a full, unswerving conviction of the truth of the Word of God. Since we have received Jesus Christ as Lord, all of us should continue to walk and live in him. Yet, because iniquity and sin abound, And sin is rampant everywhere with seemingly little consequences. Many people relax their grip on salvation and allow their love for the Savior to become lukewarm or cold. That's right. They get an achievement or two. They get what they were believing for, and then they sit back down and don't do another thing. They figure, well, I'm saved. There's no need for me to do all this pressing and fasting and seeking and pushing and so on and so forth. But that is not the truth, saints. There is no demilitarized zone in Christendom. There's no place where the enemy won't shoot at you. You know, there are people who think that I'm doing this right. I'm doing that right. I'm doing the other right. Why am I being attacked? Let me explain. Because you're doing this right and that right and the other right. The enemy is not firing at people that are not trying to get to Jesus. He's letting them have a free ride. Why? They're already in his camp. They're already under his bondage. It's people that are going after the Lord that he's going to shoot at. You get shot at for doing right. That's right. You get fired upon for pressing into God. You get attacked when you're determined to come out of bondage and you're breaking free. He's trying to hinder you, trying to stop you every way that he can. And he's been doing it for a very long time. You see, you've escaped from him. But he's going to try to get you back. He's going to try to use some ploy, some method that he's been using forever and a day to get you back. And he's not going to stop trying. So we have learned to resist him in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, you see. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verse 1, now the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, speaketh expressly that in the latter time, well, here we are, some shall depart from the faith. There are going to be people that walk away from Jesus Christ, but don't you be one of them. There are going to be people that give up their faith, but don't you be one of them. There are going to be people that throw up their hands and say, it's just too much. It's just too hard. I just can't do all this spiritual warfare. Don't you be one of them. Why? Because they're paying attention. They're giving heed to seducing spirits. Seducing spirits, yes. They come to seduce you back into sin. Any kind of sin, every kind of sin, all kinds of sin. Sins you wouldn't even think about. They're working to get you there. That's what they do. That's their mission. That's what their point is. And doctrines of devils, things that the devil puts out there that they seem innocent, if they're not innocent, there's a demon right behind it. There's some more devils, and they're trying to suck you right into it. Speaking lies in hypocrisy. That's right. They'll have people that appear to be okay on the outside, but those people are not at all okay on the inside. And they'll be telling you lies, and you'll be thinking, oh, they're such nice people, and you just go right for it. Don't do that. Because these people's conscience has been seared. Seared. Yes, just like you do a steak. Seared. Their conscience really doesn't operate anymore. They're not convicted when they do wrong. Some of these lies that they're going to speak, well, they're going to forbid people to marry. People that ought to marry, they're going to forbid them to marry. That's one of the things. Some of them are going to encourage people to marry who ought not to marry because the Bible says so. They're going to be commanding people to abstain from meats, and that doesn't mean on a fast. That means all the time. Don't ever eat meat. Oh, don't eat meat? Well, you see, God has given meat to be a blessing to us. And so you thought all those plant-based foods that they're coming out with are just the thing for you. If Jesus didn't tell you it was just the thing for you, it isn't. Created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know what? The truth. That's right. You know, they're pushing this plant-based thing. Everything's got to come from a plant. Well, guess what? Not necessarily. I know. It's popular. It's not new. It's really quite old. It's been tried before, and they're going to keep trying it. Oh, we're running out of this on the planet, and we're running out of that, and we have to go to this alternative, and blah, 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 blah. And they'll go on and on and on about it. But you take everything to Jesus Christ, and you say, Lord, what is this really? Is this you, or is this the devil pulling another fast one? Amen? You see, deceiving demons seduce people. How do they do that? Well, they lead people astray, and they draw them into evil practices. That's right. They draw them, and they particularly work to entice many people to surrender chastity and or purity. That's right. Even chastity in the thought life. Purity in the thought life. They're working to get you into nasty and dirty and vile and unclean. A betrayal of Jesus Christ. They're trying to get you there. Demons are given the task carrying out the program of enticement of forfeiting any virtue. Whatever virtue is in your life, they're trying to get you out of it. And they're hoping that some person that's trying to make up their mind about Jesus and about his kingdom will be observing you when you fall away, especially if they're close to you and they're aware of your conversion and your walk with the Lord. They want you out of Christianity at all costs. That's what they work to do. And so the urging to depart from the faith is the work of demons. The result is often for some a departure from holy living and spiritual warfare. If you ever feel yourself getting slowed down on spiritual warfare, put yourself on a fast right quick. Start playing the scriptures all in your ear while you're asleep. Why? Because you need to get stirred up again on your most holy faith. Pray in your prayer language. That's what you have it for. That's right. Don't let the devil get you into this lukewarm position where you're not passionately going after the Lord. Don't allow him to get away with that. That's sin. He's trying to beguile you, just like he did Eve. He's going to make it seem so innocent that before you know it, you slipped into a mess. Eve thought this was, she knew what the Lord had said, but he talked her right out of the right that she knew. It's not that she didn't know what the Lord had said. It's that the serpent beguiled her. He convinced her that she was wrong in what she believed and that what he was telling her was right. Careful, saints, be very careful. You can't listen to every voice. You can't receive just everything. Amen? This is true. This departure from holy living and spiritual warfare has the ability to damn the soul, to bring your soul into damnation. Be careful, saints. seducing devils persuade and influence people into idolatry. That means self-will instead of God's will. Or rebellion, a refusal to perform the known will of God or instruction from godly authority. The devil is busy trying to get you to do these things. Or covetousness, desiring worldly pleasures or riches. Or backsliding and apostasy, quitting when the going gets tough or when you're under attack. Oh, this is just too much warfare. It's too much work. No, it's a part of survival. It's a part of survival. Unrepentant sins of bitterness. Things didn't go right, and you got a grudge down in your heart somewhere. Somebody didn't treat you right. Things just aren't working the way they're supposed to flow, you know. Murmuring and lack of gratitude, complaining. Not being grateful for what God is doing. Failure to forgive or to show mercy. Neglecting to fully reverence and worship the Lord. And the list, as you know, goes on and on and on. Including the defilement of the marriage bed. That's included, you see. All kinds of things, various things. The enemy tries to get you off course. That's what he does. And demons come after you to get you to do that very thing, to get you off course with the Lord. But, saints, we must stand our ground in Jesus Christ. We must. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning with verse 1, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. See, we're going to be gathered together unto the Lord, that ye be not soon shaken in mind. I don't know if this is right. I just don't know, you know, all this fasting and all this keep seeking. I mean, once you come to Christ, isn't that enough? Not enough. You got to keep going. You got to go on to know the Lord. That you not be soon shaken in mind or troubled. God doesn't want us troubled. Many of us are troubled, saints, but hand the trouble to the Holy Spirit. He will help. He's our helper. Neither by spirit, not to let some spirit come and trouble us. Some of us need to repent right there. Okay, let's do that now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent of allowing some spirit to trouble me, aggravate me, annoy me, vex me, harass me, turning around and doing spiritual warfare the minute it started. I ask for your forgiveness and help me to walk in the correction of your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. See there? That's right. We're not to be troubled by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter. People send you things in the mail, and they'll have you all upset because you didn't go to the Lord. Let no man deceive you by any means, not across the news, not on YouTube, not on Twitter, not on anything else. You're not supposed to be deceived by gossiping, by rumor, none of it. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And we are in the falling away, saints. you may not have noticed because you're seeking the Lord, but there are Christians worldwide that are falling away from the Lord. Amen? So, saints, keep going with the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. The Lord has words of encouragement for us tonight, saints. He says, starting with verse 35, cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Your confidence in the Lord, your confidence in the Word, your confidence in His promises and what He promises to do for us. Even though you're believing for it, but you can't see it yet. You just can't see how he's going to do that. Don't throw away your confidence and trust in the Lord. Why? Because it brings a reward. You're going to be recompensed with a reward for holding fast your faith and confidence and trust in the Lord to the end. For ye have need of patience. That's right. We all have need of patience. There isn't anybody that doesn't need some more patience. All of us do. All of us are believing for something, desiring something better, and everything does not come in 2 minutes. That's right. Everything does not come in 2 minutes. Amen? Some things we're going to have to wait as the Lord works it out in our lives. We're to keep our trust in the Lord and not let it die away no matter what happens. You have a reward at the end of this life. We need to learn to keep on patiently doing God's will and to believe him to do for us all that he's promised to do for us. Amen? He's going to do it. He says he is. He doesn't lie. He can't lie. So we have to trust the Lord in everything. We can't afford to pull back or to shrink back because God doesn't like that. It means you don't believe him. And without faith, it's impossible to please him. For ye have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Yes, we all have to have patience. We can't be, Lord, would you just hurry this up? I've been waiting. No, just keep waiting. God's coming. He's not a liar. He's coming. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, the Lord says, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Remember Lot's wife? She drew back from the Lord by looking back and lusting after the lifestyle she had in Sodom. And she was judged immediately. Saints, the Lord is merciful. But we can't go back to where we've already come away from. The Lord has delivered us and set us free. We can't turn around and go back. We've been changed. We've been healed. We've been delivered in areas of our life. We must go forward, not backward. But we are not of those, the Bible says, that draw back into perdition. What, Pastor? That's right. That's not who we are. We're not the people that go backwards. We don't do that to the Lord. We don't turn our backs on him. We don't. We don't act like he's never done anything for us. We do not go back into pure ruin and a place of irreparable damage and loss. We don't go back to being straight up sinners that we used to be. That's what it's saying. We are not of them who draw back into perdition. We do not go back to where we were when we were fallen. Why? Because we're the ones that believe to the saving of our soul. So we can't go back. There's nothing back there to go back to but death. And we just can't do that, saints. We can't allow ourselves to do that. When a saint goes back into sin, he will have to suffer the punishment of rejecting Jesus Christ and his gospel. There is punishment for this. It is. And it's awful. It's horrible. It's something that you should not have to endure or live through. But when you go back on the Lord, the devil drives you further away from the Lord than you thought he could, and he holds you there longer than you ever wanted to be. Going back on the Lord is such a horrible thing. You don't just go back to where you were when the Lord found you. You go back even further. You begin to do things that you couldn't imagine anybody doing. It's a horrid condition. It is. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. There are many who still believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, but they have fallen away due to their own weaknesses or lack of faithfulness to the Lord. They let things slip and did not attend to issues properly. They allowed people from the past to come into their lives, get chummy with them again, get close to them again. What do you get? The transference of evil spirits. That's what you get. And before you knew it, you're picking up those same old habits you used to have. The devil has sent his agent. His agent has been successful because you didn't have your guard up, your shield up. You weren't being discerning. And you're associating with wicked persons again. Well, I used to know them back when, yes, but know them no more. The Bible says, I will not know a wicked person. Go back to hanging out with them. You can't. Before you know it, you will have slipped and gone back into sin. It doesn't take forever, you know. It just takes one wrong turn. So, you see, but if they, it may be possible for many of them to be restored to repentance. People that backslide due to weakness and lack of faithfulness, it's possible that they could be restored to the Lord. Why? Because we can pray for them. We can intercede for them to come out of their sin, to wake up and realize that the devil has done a hoodwink on them, that they may retrieve their souls from the bondage of the devil because he's taken them captive. Maybe they'll finally wake up and realize that they're headed down the wrong path. It's possible. So we intercede. We do warfare. And we pray for them. But if they totally reject Jesus Christ and his blood-atoning sacrifice and his gospel, they will suffer the ultimate consequence. It's a very dangerous thing, saints, to backslide. It's a very dangerous thing to allow any situation or any spirit or any person to lure us out of our place in Jesus Christ. You see, they can't snatch you out. You have to come into agreement with them. They can't snatch you out of his hand. But you can walk away of your own volition. You can walk away being seduced and deceived. That's what happens. Those who turn their backs on the Lord are, as it says in Proverbs 26, verse 11, as a dog returneth to his vomit, something that he puked out, so a fool returneth to his folly. Well, saints, we're not supposed to be fools. We're supposed to have forsaken our folly in sin. Forsaken means no more a part of us and our lives. We have gone in the direction of righteousness. We're not holding on to those old habits and tendencies. We're letting them go. We're not ever going back. We need to have made that determination in our hearts and in our spirit. You know, in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, Luke chapter 9, verse 62, Jesus said, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Well, Pastor, how can you say that? Just because they look back. Well, let's look at the whole passage, okay? Let's start in Luke 9, verse 57. Let's look at the passage more completely. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Wherever you lead me, I will follow. I'll go with you, Lord, all the way. This person has made a promise and a commitment to the Lord. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. See, if you're looking for the cush life, you may not find it in Christ. No, we have to follow wherever the Lord leads, even when it's uncomfortable to us. And he said to another in verse 59, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. In other words, do just like Peter and those did. They left their father and the servants tending the commercial fishing business. They went on with Jesus to preach the gospel. It was more needful for them to go and preach the gospel. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at my home, at my house. Let me do my agenda first, Jesus. I will follow you, but let me do my agenda first. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. You see, in other words, it's possible to allow family and other distractions of this life, other things that are important, to distract us from that that's needful and important and very much what the Lord would have us to do. The person who lets himself become distracted and is led away from the things that the Lord has planned for his life is not suitable or fit for the kingdom of God. Because the scriptures say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. At some point, the Lord has to be first. You see, your family can't be first when the Lord's telling you to come out of sin and they're still in sin. Amen? You see, many persons allow familiar spirits of family members to stand in the way of their full devotion to Jesus Christ. That's right. They follow the same sins that other members of the family follow. They don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to be the odd person out. They know that their family does not really believe the gospel the way that the Lord Jesus presented it, but they still want to fit in the family. They don't want to come away from the family time the way they might need to do. You see, there are people that need to disconnect from family ties when family ties are wicked. Well, my family isn't so bad. They're not wicked. Maybe you need to ask the Lord about that. There are persons, they are so influenced and attached to the family's opinions. There are people, that's how their life is run. Their family members' opinion of everything runs their life. There are people who cannot leave and cleave the way the Lord calls for marriage to be because their family has this opinion and that opinion and the other opinion, and they're pulled in two directions. They can't obey the scriptures, and they end up causing damage to the marriage relationship because they're always allowing the influence of their family members to run their marriage. That's right. You see, when you receive advice, you need to take the advice to the Lord and say, Lord, is this you? Is this you for me at this time? It is so. You see, they're so influenced by the family's opinion, by the family's unbelief, by their reproach of the gospel. You know, they want to keep smoking their weed, drinking their liquor, and doing whatever else they do, and gossiping and judging and thinking they're just fine when they're not. They don't want to be the object of the family's ridicule. And the other sins that they are easily tempted to engage in cause them to forsake full submission to Jesus Christ. So instead of full, unswerving submission to Jesus Christ and his word, they settle for lukewarm Christianity as a religious substitute. There are people who will have a hard time, true Christianity, actually obeying the gospel because their family members don't approve of it. It's not that their families don't go to church. They do. But they don't believe like you believe. And if you keep listening to them, you're going to be hindered. Your growth in Christ will be hindered if you don't start pulling away from their unbelief. You can't hang out in the valley of unbelief and think that you're walking in faith. It's not the truth. You're deceived. If you're forever agreeing with their unbelieving ways, you can't possibly be walking in faith. So you'll have to make a choice. You'll have to make a decisive choice. You know, saints, your own family can prevent you from following Jesus and entice you into backslide. You know, we tell you, when you go around these family gatherings, you have to bind their devils. Why? Because those devils are going to follow after you. Why? They want to draw you back into the family's ways of unrighteousness. And if they're not doing that, they want to use the family to ridicule your stand of faith in Jesus Christ. You know, when your family is not committed to Jesus, the enemy feels free to use them as a weapon against your faith. So that's the way it is. And we have to learn to recognize and accept the truth. In Matthew chapter 12, beginning with verse 46, we see Jesus dealing with this matter. Matthew chapter 12, beginning with verse 46, we see Jesus dealing with this matter. Verse 46, while he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without. They weren't in the midst of the people sitting there listening to Jesus teach and preach. No, they're on the outside, desiring to speak to him and wanting him to stop preaching and come hear what they have to say. They heard that he was preaching and doing miracles and this and that and the other, and that he was claiming to be the Son of God. And as you know, as conversation in communities and groups get started, and it just keeps going on, the family felt pressured to come find Jesus, see him, talk to him, and straighten this matter out. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples, to those that were coming all the time, listening to his preaching, his teaching, and his exhortation of the word of God and the kingdom of God, and said, behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. He clearly identified that his family was the family of God. He was distancing himself, unbelieving natural family. I know some people find this to be difficult to accept, but the Bible does say, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Come out from among them. And there's some people, they just can't get it through their head. They don't want to receive it. It's not something that they want to do. They still want to have the graces of the carnal life, and they don't want to deal with the toughness and persecution of the spiritual life. They don't want to have to do spiritual warfare and bind the devil all the time. They want to have what Pastor Pat used to call better homes and gardens Christianity. They want to live in the nice neighborhood, have the nice house, have their yard be the yard of the month, and other such things. They want everything to be just so in their lives. They don't want to have to do a lot of sacrificing for the kingdom. You see, if you allow them to succeed, if you allow your unbelieving, backslidden, never saved family and relatives and close friends to succeed, may God have mercy on your soul. Amen. In Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 19, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 19, thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter. It's evil and it's bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God. Well, you say, I haven't forsaken him. I still go to church, but you're not following him fully. No, you're busy trying to curtsy to your family member because they find fault with what you're doing, all this radical Christianity you're in, believing that God still heals people and that you've got to get demons cast out and that people actually have demons. That's just those mentally ill people. That's not people like me. I go to church. Your grandmother went to church. We go to church. Well, guess what? The pews and the chairs go to church too, and they never leave. Amen? It's an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear, reverence, is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. Jesus is very serious about that. The Lord says that some time ago you broke away from him. You became defiant and would not obey the Lord. However, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 says, now the just shall live by faith. Well, you can't have part faith and the rest unbelief and walking in agreement with unrighteousness. It does not work. You can't be double-minded. Either you're going to be completely in the Lord's camp or you're not. But if any man draw back, the Lord says, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. One minute you're going hot for the Lord, and the next minute you're right back where you were a few months ago. You get prayer, and then the next thing you know, you're right back where you were. The Bible says, for of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 19. 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 19. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. see, if you backslide, you're going to go back further than you were at the place where you met the Lord. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Well, the church I used to go to, they don't preach like you do here. Maybe that's why the Lord brought you here. He wants your soul really saved. You didn't have to do this, and you didn't have to do that, and you didn't have to do this, and you see, this is the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it and been fully exposed to it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. It's a very dangerous place. You can become too comfortable wallowing in the mire. So much so that when the Holy Spirit is ready to take us out of the earth, you're not ready to go. It's very dangerous. Very, very dangerous indeed. Saints, God punishes those who openly and boldly resist him and desert him. Yes, he does. In John chapter 15, beginning with verse 4, the Gospel of John chapter 15, beginning with verse 4, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. Withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. The Lord is very serious, saint. Very serious indeed. Jeremiah chapter 15. Jeremiah chapter 15, beginning verse 6. Thou hast forsaken me, saith the Lord. Thou art gone backward. Therefore will I stretch out my hand against thee and destroy thee. I am weary with repenting. You know you're going doing the repenting thing again and again over the same little issue. Same little issue. Rather than forsake it, you just keep doing it. I'm repenting, Lord, and I'm repenting, Lord. The very same thing over and over and over and over and over again, and you never completely forsake it. You do it for a little while, then you're right back again. And I will fan them with a fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people since they return not from their ways. Remember, we're supposed to be turning from our wicked ways. He's serious. We have to get it done. Joshua chapter 24, verse 20. Joshua chapter 24, verse 20. If ye forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he hath done you good. Yes, he will. Ezra chapter 8. Ezra chapter 8. The hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. His power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. Psalm 44. Psalm 44, verse 20. If we have forgotten the name of our God, out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. You know, you can be a part of the congregation, and other people may not discern your sin, but the Lord knows it. The Lord knows it. And these fasts that we do together is a good time, things out before the Lord. Yes, it is. Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. The way of transgressors is hard. The way of transgressors is hard. And it is. I've watched many of them. It is very hard. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 24. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 24. But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he has trespassed, and in his sin that he has sinned, in them shall he die. That's right. That one gets to die in their sin. When they turn away from righteousness and commit iniquity and go back to doing the abominations of wicked, to die in their sin and reap the consequences thereof. The Gospel of John, chapter 3. The Gospel of John, chapter 3. Beginning with verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Tells you right there why people don't come forward, why they don't come forward for prayer even. Because their deeds are not bad. No, they're evil. They're not bad. They're evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. That's why backsliding people don't like to come to church. You can watch them move from one pew to the next, toward as close as they can get, to out the door. Neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. They don't want to come tell what they've been doing because they know you're going to get the scriptures and tell them they're wrong. They don't want to talk to you. Amen? But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Take heed. Take heed. You know, take heed. If you think you're standing, take heed, lest you fall. The Lord doesn't bring messages just to give us something to talk about. He's very serious. Keep your armor on. Be diligent. Pay attention. Because before you know it, you can slip. People are human. Humans are subject to error. Amen? So stand fast in the Lord so that you can receive your crown. In Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Amen. The Lord. I know some of you are going to have to recast because you just can't believe that I actually said that, but yes, the Bible does say that. Amen? It is so. God is serious. Let's take him seriously. Now, Brother Bill's going to come and share with us in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. I don't know anything on this earth worth burning in hell for all eternity, but all I know is Jesus, and that's all I'm going to do is follow him the best I can. And I just praise you, Lord Jesus, for these wonderful praise reports. They are awesome. My present help in times of trouble, she wrote in here, thank you, Lord, for your word says to resist the devil and he will flee. The enemy tried to wear me down for almost 3 years, but you made me strong, Lord, and I overcame him. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you and thank you, Lord, for helping that saint to overcome. Grace and Mercy has a praise report. I unexpectedly received a check in the mail for $116 this week. I just praise you, Lord, for your blessings. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that. RT has a praise report. My new cell phone hasn't arrived, but I'm still about to listen to the broadcast today on my daughter's computer. I'm grateful to God. This may seem a small thing, but it's big for, to me. Grateful to God for our fellowship in the Lord with the saints at MIC and MOM. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord, for that wonderful testimony about keeping RT in peace. And Amori has a praise report. I had been seeking the Lord concerning my job, and he confirmed it today. It's time for me to go. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Sister Patty says, praise God that the ear infection and swelling is gone. Thank you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. She put a prayer request in there, and you answered. Thank you, Lord. Dana says, praise God for his healing power. I was not feeling well today and began crying because of my health to recite the Spirit, to recite scriptures and pray in tongues. And praise God, about 15 minutes later, I felt much better. Bless his holy name. I'm so excited about this fast. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm so excited about you, Dana. You are learning to overcome the devil. You're learning how to fight. You're doing what we're telling you to do. And I am sweet. It's just awesome how you're growing the saints and the prayer warriors up, and you're helping them, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we learned, that I learn something new every time the pastor preaches too. Thank you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. Ira has a praise report. I've not been feeling well, but in my mind, I can hear a praise song that I was listening to this week. Our Lord is so awesome. Yes, and just start singing the praise songs and watch what happens. The enemy can't stand it, and they run. They hate those blood songs. They just run like little cowards. We praise you for that, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Stacy has a praise report. I wanted to buy a satellite phone, but the Lord blocked the purchase from me. I couldn't afford it. Thank you, Lord, for showing me I didn't need it. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Amori has passed all of her tests. test for her DCF 45-hour certification exams. We just give you all the praise and all the glory. And thank you, Lord, you helped me pass a test last week. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We just give you all the praise and all the glory in your. It's just such an awesome thing to serve you, Lord. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus. Praise
Thank
you.
You.
Wonderful testimony.
Amen. Wonderful testimonies. Everybody, put your hands together for Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, we're grateful for every testimony, every praise report. Even the ones that we have not heard yet, Father, we know that there are praise reports and testimonies. Yes, sir. Father, in the name of Jesus, Saints, pray in your prayer languages. The blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ. Give him strength, Lord. Give him strength. Give him strength. Give him strength. Give him strength. Give him strength, Father. Risa that I bring. Kibo shandra braka babashatai. Irisula that you soon that I break it in your son that I bring. Rike de la bra couche de rikisi be. Irisula that you soon that I braka da rakise de. Erro cohole lelea satra brica de idio soon. Rike de shetra breke bebe bababa. Ruko si de rabriki sin de rabrosa de idiasa. Yarro coho rikisa de rabrosa terabre. Erro sula de ria sande ruko si. Yarra basse ne shekita rabra kuta. Yarra hale de dioso terabrike de idia de. Irrisine de diosun romaruko tu robrisa terabrike. Risse de rebruko tu robrisa. Cause him to walk in paths of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord. Risse de rebruka de diosu de rebrike de idia. Risse de idia koshande rakasa ramanasa terabri. Risse de rebruko tu robrisa de diosu de rebraka bababasha. Yarukule de diosan de rebrike de idia kasa rugusa de raga. Shandara brusa le riesse de debrisce tarabra. Cur gandara brascia le riesse tarabrica de diessi. Yarukule le dioson de rebrica de dia. Ha ya 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 no no ya shandara bre. Risse de debara cusce de dioson de remane. Yes, sir. Rike de rukundara manasa tarabrica de dio. Open the eyes. Open the eyes. Open the eyes. So he can see, Lord. Runda da bra cusce de rebrica. Let him see you. Ruta da brica de. Let him see your protection. Runga de rebrisha de, let him see your power at work. Rike se, let him see your provision for him. Risa de rebraka bababasha de rebrika de didia, de rugosa de rebri de didia. We release the protection of the Lord. Ruka de rebri, release the angels, Lord. Runga de rebrisha de didiosa de rebrika, release the angels to protect. Runga de to defend. Rugun de rebrisha de didiosan de ragagaga. Arrosite da bri, rike se da bruso da yo sahar rukusa, ruko da brisa da the blood of Jesus over the thoughts, the blood of Jesus over the thoughts. Yes, rukusa, binding fear in Jesus' name, binding fear, ruko si da brisa da braka, yes, rukuto da bris. Lord, release your warring angels to intervene in Jesus' name. Ruse de didia kamburi shin da brusa da bri, rike si rudegan da brusa da didio san da brike da didia. Put him on that path, Lord, that no foul can find him. Rusha de la brique de la brique. Rusha de la breca de dioso to la breca de diosa. Put him on that path, Lord, and Job. Rude de la brique de regisa de la brique de dia. Runga de la breca de dioso de la breca. Hide him in the secret place. Rude le dioso de la brique de dioshi de la maruca. Yarugusa de la brusha de dioso. Rugu de la breca de dioso to la breca. Make seeing eyes blind. Ruko to la breca de diosuta. Rike sile le dioso de la breca de dioso de la breca de dia. Yarugoto de dia san de la breca. Binding every technological and electronic device. Ruko to la breca de. Binding the devices and mechanisms of the devil. Runga de la breca le dioso de la breca. Kushanda nunga de la breca.
Binding imminent danger. Binding attacks. Irisite rugunda ragagaga shandara breke de dios sandere bre. Pulling down strongholds, we bind the strong men. Rukosudora breke de, we bind the devil's agents. Uraga halaleleasa, we bind wicked men. Rukosudora breke de the covetous. Rukosudora gasa tara braga, greedy of filthy lucre. Rukosudora breche tara breke de diasa. We bind every enemy of this ministry. Rula la de yasur rugosa te da bruka de 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 yashi yeruku de da bruka de de yasaha ruku de robre le de ya rike shi de da bruka de da braka kishe me mama kuru ku de robre sa de di osu de robre ke de de ya kala le se te rike si de da bruka de de protect your rukosa righteous ones father rula la de yasaha ruku de robre protect your righteous ones from all danger and harm. Runda da breke de dio sia regisa da breche ruca da breke de dio son da breke de dio da bre ruco da breke de da breke de dio son da breke de dio son da bre ruca da breche da bruco de breche da breke de ruco da breche da bruco de breche de bruso da breke de ruco da breche da bruco de breche da breke de dio son da bre ruca da breche da bruco de dio son da maracasha ta riquesi da bruso da meki in Jesus name. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Saints the Lord, Rusa, dear, someone that's very close and very personal to this ministry, the Lord just had us to intercede for that person because their life is in danger.
Ooh. Brother Bill, pray.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just plead the blood of Jesus over him, and we declare Psalms 91 over him. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him shall I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at his side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh him. Only with his eyes shall he behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge. Yes. Thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, you will assign angels to protect him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I feel the breakthrough. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we ask you to put your fire protect him in Jesus' name. And we bind every spirit of death, destruction, every assignment of the enemy, every plot, every plan to come uncovered. We cut all these wicked things loose from him. We cut all these, yes, Lord, all these wicked weapons. We send them right back upon them. Every frequency, every sound weapon, everything in the earth, all of them. Wicked device. Turn it back to sender. And Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, we ask you to put your fire around him and protect him, and we forbid anything to come through that. And we surround him with a ring of the blood of Jesus and forbid any spirits to attack him. And we just soak him in the blood. We saturate his body in the blood of Jesus. And Lord, let open his eyes and let him see your warring angels that are fruit. Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ruka, that Lord, any decisions that he makes that are not pleasing to you, Lord,
We ask, Father, that you correct the decision, that you intervene and correct the decision. Any judgments or determinations that he's made, Lord, that are not pleasing to you, we ask that you directly intervene, Father, and bring correction to those decisions in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Ruga de brisa da breca de dios to rabrike de runga de brasa de yasa harakisa da rabri. Amen, Father. We thank you for the peace of God that passes all understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. And we place that situation in the hands of the Godhead and the holy angels, Father, that you have assigned to that situation in Jesus' name. We give you praise. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're going to go to our guest call-in, and call-in number is area code 319-527-6235, and press 1. Area code 319-527-6235. And press 1. Area code 650, you're on the air in Jesus' name. Area code 650, you're on the air in Jesus' name.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hello? Oh, hi, Dr. Yes. Sabrina. Thank you for taking my call. You can hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, hi, sweet. Yeah, this is Gina. I want to ask for prayer of agreement, please. I've been listening over and over to Pat Holliday's message, Bondage of Fear, and she mentions birth trauma. And, you know, all my life I've had always intense terror, fear, panic attacks, you know, mental breakdowns. And I remember my mom told me that, you know, she got eclampsia when she had me during the birthing, and she was in a coma for 3 days and was given last rites. And, you know, my father is a very volatile personality, and there was, like, large arguments and him threatening the doctor. And, you know, maybe that was a window. So I'd like prayers, please, over the situation for healing, if there's any open, you know, that's a problem in me or still functioning in me.
All right. Heavenly
Thank
Father,
you.
In the name of Jesus, you were there when all of that situation took place. And our sister has come to Jesus Christ now, and his peace belongs to her because the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we have been healed. So, Father, the work that Jesus did on the cross, we place between that situation and our sister now, in Jesus' name. It will no longer interfere in her life, nor bring damage, nor hurt, nor pain, nor trauma, nor any untoward event. It will not be an open door in her life, in Jesus' name. And all the demons that entered therein, if they did, we take authority, dominion, and power over them in the name of Jesus Christ. We forgive the situation in Jesus' name. We bind those devils in Jesus' name, and we command them to come up and out of her, go into the cage, yes, and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Take a deep breath and cough them out. Cough those spirits out in Jesus' name. Generational fear, you come out in Jesus' name. Generational fear, you're bound in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Come out in Jesus' name. Generational traumas, you come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up,
Amen,
and out in Jesus' name. You know, sister, when fear hits you, you have to decide what to do about it. You have to make a decision on the spot what to do about it. You can't just let it come and then try to get out. When it attacks, when it confronts you, you have to confront back. Okay. Amen?
Yes, I've learned that. Yes. Go ahead.
And that's something I don't think you've done quite enough of. Amen?
Really? Okay. Oh, okay. I'll take this to heart and work on, work harder. Okay.
Well, no, just be more conscious of it, that at the onset of the attack, it's time for you to attack back. Go ahead.
I was saying how you said casting down all imaginations. I do that almost all day long, and I know it's amazing how unmanageable my mind has been. I hadn't realized that until I've been really taking that protocol to heart. So I've really been everything casting down and doing that.
Good.
Yes. So thank you very much.
Yes, keep doing that. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we release your peace.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you set me free. You died for me, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you. You didn't abandon me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome, darling. God bless you. We love you.
I love you, too. Thank you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You know, saints, when you do what we tell you, you get to grow. Amen? You get to grow. Area code 786. You're on the air in Jesus' name. Area code 786.
God bless you, Pastor. We're here. Thank you for taking the call.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been working on pride and conceit and all these very nasty things in me, and I know for sure the familiar spirits are in my son. I identify them, and what's been coming out of him lately is something that he's describing as a need for an attitude change. My husband is describing as having double standards. I see double-mindedness, and then also just managing his behavior. The thing that's really getting me is something that I believe was in my father's line, and it's just this deception and pride, a sneakiness and mischief, setting others up and taunting them while simultaneously accusing others of bullying and being profane or, like, terrorizing. And I sometimes I feel, like, too close to it and that I'm deceived. And we're having issues in a program that he's a part of where we were led to believe that another boy was the aggressor. And it's funny because I'm pretty sure this other boy has a similar familiar spirit. But today there were three adult witnesses who separately gave a testimony against AK, unfortunately. And AK was the person who was trampling others and being very arrogant and profane. And so I think I'm not really sure what kind of prayer we need. It's something I've been monitoring and trying to deal with first in myself for years. Please help. I don't want to lose him to whatever this is, but I don't know that I can identify it any better than I have.
All right. Well, what the world calls this is projection. When the problem that you're committing, you project onto other people and you say it's them. You end up falsely accusing them. And that's what I hear you saying now. Is that correct?
I'm not entirely sure. It's very layered in the manipulation because, like, in the instance with this boy, the boy is definitely like that. He's able to charm people, but then at the same time, behind the adult's back, he's doing, cursing and manipulating the children. So he is like that, but it seems that AK also hasn't outgrown that. And it's pretty bad because I think I'm getting played, but then I'm not sure. It's got so many tentacles. Suspicion is one of them. It's really rough.
Well, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, first of all, the enemy works to blind parents. I've noticed that over the years, that there will be things that parents do not see. But, Father, every time we come on the air, we ask you to give us eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart to believe, and a mind to receive what the Spirit of the Lord says to the church. So, Father, we ask you to open the eyes of our sister, open the eyes of the parents in this situation, and allow them to discern and to walk in your wisdom, Lord, in Jesus' name. Parents need a lot of wisdom and understanding in raising a child. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind all deception. We bind all manipulation. We bind all projection of false accusations, not willing to confess that the sin is indeed theirs in Jesus' name. Denial of sin. Ruko sundera brele le diosa. Runga de brecha la diosotoro breke. Rinda de bra kushata la brosa de breke de diosotoro bre. Rige si de brosa la dionda ramara. Kuru sundera breke de diosundera breke de diosundera bre. Ruka de brecha la diosundi bruka gagagosha. Yarukula de dionda de breke de diosundera mekiasa. Yarukula leleanda, rukota rabreke de dio sondra ma casta te rabreke leleasa, rise de dio sunganda ramarasha te rabreke asi. Father, the ruka sidere, that is the result of iniquity coming down the family line. Eshara, rike sidere rabreke de dio sutro brakata, rakata rabre. We remit that sin, Lord, and the sins of the ancestors that opened that up to the bloodline. In Jesus' name. We bind that spirit in him, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And all of its manifestations in Jesus' name. We bind those spirits in the name of Jesus, and we forbid them to use him and to use his life in the name of Jesus Christ. We command those spirits to go into the cage right now in Jesus' name. We command them to go into the cage and to cease and desist using him in Jesus' name. We command them to come up and out and to go into the cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, we ask that you release your warring, linking angels to war against those devils that are warring against the Christian home in Jesus' name, causing disruption and ungodly behavior in Jesus' name. We bind all denial, all refusal to admit, and refusing to submit to godly authority in Jesus' name. We bind all rebellion. We bind all hard-headedness. We bind all concealment of sin in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for dealing with him concerning his sin and his error and his walk away from righteousness in Jesus' name. We ask for the conviction of the Holy Spirit, Lord. And we ask, Lord, for restoration in Jesus' name, healing and restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, reveal that it's been covered. There's some things that have been covered up. Usha na rogosa terabri. Things that have been hidden and covered up, we ask that you reveal them. Bring them into the light, Lord, so that they can be properly dealt with in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. And
God
amen.
Bless
God bless
you. Thank you. God bless
Thank
you.
You.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, saints, things happen And we don't necessarily know the full outworking of what's going on, but the Lord will reveal to us that we need to know. Amen? He will reveal to us that we need to know. Area code 2107, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
I can hear you. Yes.
I'm sorry, I had to take my speakers off. Hi, it's Tammy. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good. I'm enjoyed the sermon. It was definitely for me, as usual. I need to repent of a lot of things. I'm still in a dilemma. I'm seeking the Lord on my situation about my marriage and looking for a way out. I'm assuming the Lord wants me out of it, but that I can't assume that. But I don't know. I don't know what to do. And I don't want to disobey the Lord by staying or by leaving, because I honestly just don't know. And I'm kind of stuck there.
All right. Well, why don't we take it to the Lord together? Why don't we do that? All right?
Okay.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, these circumstances are always filled with a lot of emotion and sometimes confusion. But we take authority, dominion, and power over confusion and over emotions that would lead us in a way that is not profitable, nor the will of God. We release Philippians 2:13, Lord, that you will lead her and guide her into your truth and cause her to will and to do of your good pleasure. Only you know the future of a situation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And yes, in the past, there have been situations that should have been avoided if we had but understood more clearly the will of God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says that any man lacks wisdom to ask you. So tonight we come asking. The Lord is saying to me he doesn't want you to leave just yet.
Okay. Okay.
If there's going to be a leaving, he wants you to leave when he tells you to, but not at this moment.
Okay. Okay.
So sit still and be attentive and trusting the Lord and wait upon his word. Okay?
Okay. I'm coming May 16th to visit y'all, so I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Well, God bless you.
Well,
Father,
thank you for praying with me
over the situation, and we thank you for leading and guiding our sister and her spouse in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Lord, sometimes we have need of patience. Sometimes we have need of patience as you work out the situations in our lives, Father. So we give you praise, we give you glory, and we thank you for your will being done in earth just as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
You too.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome, dear. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We want to thank the Lord for his will being done in our lives and in the lives of those that we love. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Marshall, we would hear from you. Hello, Brother Marshall. Okay, you have to push
praise
the button.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. You can hear me?
Yes, now I can.
Okay. Praise the Lord indeed. Thank you for mercies that are new every day, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and giveth all men liberally, and abradeth not, and it will be given. We all ask for your wisdom, Lord. We thank for the gift of righteousness. You said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Make all of our prayers effectual and fervent, Father, for all these different needs, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask for your wisdom from on high, that you inspire us to pray the way you want. Thank you for sending the Holy Ghost, Father. Thank you for not giving us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for groaning through us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for interceding for each of us and saving us all to the uttermost as we come boldly into the throne of grace with our big brother, Jesus, because of the blood of covenant. Thank you, Jesus, for laying down your life to purchase us. We thank you for your mercies that are new every day, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, we bring before you this situation in the state of Arizona, where the Senate of Arizona has decided they should audit the votes in one particular county, I think it's Maricopa County. And we ask you, Father God, that you will intervene there, Father God, to enable them to get the count done properly without interference from demons and different people. Because you taught us, and Pastor Pat and Dr. Sabrina and Brother Bill all taught us, that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. Well, we thank you, Father, for giving us eyes to see in the spirit realm and that, to that degree, whatever degree we need, Father, in Jesus' name. We don't rejoice that the ungodly spirits are subject unto us, but we do rejoice that our names are written in heaven. But you did tell us, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, because Jesus paid the full price. We command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons down there in the second heavens, as well as the demons in the bush and the deep. From all those we have are and will interceding for, including all those involved with trying to interfere with the election audit going forward in Arizona, in Jesus. And we bind every one of those ungodly spirits in the political realm, in the individual realm, and all the spirits that have bowed the knees, all the spirits behind Baphomet. We bind each and every one of them, all the spirits of the ungodly kind of a fellowship of Satan. We cancel their assignments. To all those we have are and will intercede for, all the spirits sent on assignment to interfere with what the Lord wants done, to bring to light what was done in darkness. And we thank you, Lord, that you always bring to light what the enemy has tried to do in the darkness, Father God, in Jesus' name. Even as you said in Matthew 10:26, which I'm turning there because I don't have that one memorized, but I know where it is by the grace of God. Thank you, for Holy Spirit. He said, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. So we thank you for bringing to light what we've heard from different sources, including the fact that Antifa and BLM have moved into the area and that the governor is not offering natural security. But even in that scripture that Sabrina read a little excerpt from Ezra, when they were bringing back the precious things to rebuild the temple in Ezra chapter 8. And you said that if God's for us, basically, the paraphrase, if God's for us, the enemy can't touch us. So we ask to plead that blood of Jesus over this recount of the election, not just in Arizona, but in every other state, every other area, particularly the so-called swing states, contested states, such as Michigan and Pennsylvania and other areas, that, Father God, you'll intervene and cause the counts to go forward without interference. And Satan, you're bound, all your underlings are bound, including every ungodly spirit of Baphomet, all the associated spirits are bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit that can to kill, steal, and or destroy are perpetually bound for our position in Christ Jesus. And Jesus says, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. But we have to walk in his love. We have to walk in his spirit. We have to walk in the light. Help us all, Father, to do so more perfectly day by day, not by our strength, by your spirit. We thank you for the spirit, Father. We thank you for not leaving us as orphans. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father, in Jesus' name. So Satan, you're bound, all your underlings are bound. And we thank you they're more with us than with them. As you tell us in Kings, Father, we ask you to send your beating warring angels, even as Jesus said. He could pray to you, and you would send legions of angels to help him if he needed it, Father. And so Jesus said, the things I've done, you will do, and greater things than these. We ask you to send as many angels as appropriate, if it's just one, if it's 100,000, whatever is appropriate, Father God. Thank you for the strong, obedient angels watching over all of your saints, hearkening to the voice of the word of the Lord to perform it, watching over all those trying to get their job done, doing the election recount properly and honestly. And then not just because they're on, whatever it is, 9 different TV cams for weeks on end, but because you're watching everything and you know what's going on. Get your eyes behold what's going on in every place, and including every secret place. And we ask for your divine intervention, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that, Father. We give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I thank you for the angel Lord, like it says in Psalm 34:7, I think it is, the angel Lord that encampeth round about them that fears you, Lord, and delivers them. We ask you to give those that are doing the election the recount holy reverence for you. There are probably some Christians in that group. I believe there must be some. Father, I ask you to cause those that are lukewarm Christians to be more on fire for you the way you want. Because you rule. You rule in heaven and on earth. The earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. Psalm 24. We claim that benefit for all those that are working on the election recount. And we ask you to inspire them to do what you want. And we ask for supernatural intervention in the natural and in the spiritual. And we ask for that we speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear in Jesus' name. Even as the angels that came to rescue Lot from Sodom and Gomorrah, they spoke confusion to the enemy. They couldn't find the door to Lot's house. That we ask that you kind of blind the minds of those that are seeking to cause harm to those doing the election recount, Father God, and blind their eyes. In Jesus' name, we give you praise and honor and glory for doing so. You said, if two of you on earth agree, touching anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father, which is in heaven. And we thank you for the promise in Matthew. Where is that, Lord? Matthew 26:53, because Jesus said, whatever he could ask the Father, and we're asking you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. Because Jesus says in John 15:16, and John 16:23-24, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. We're asking, Father, because of the blood of covenant in Jesus' name. And we pray, Father, for the so-called backslidden Christians, Father God. And there have been several, and I was one of them, too. And, you know, it's amazing how people can listen to someone and say, gee, that sounds good, but it's not. Is it not in the Word? It's not in the Word. Maybe that's not something we should listen to. So help us all, Father, to have discernment. Grant us all your discernment, including those that are leaning toward backsliding, leaning toward being part of the Laodicean church, which we hear about in the book of Revelation, Father God, the lukewarm church. We ask you, Father God, to help each one to be zealous for the Lord the way you want, because Jesus was so zealous for each one of us that he laid down his life for us. He showed us how much he loved us. So extraordinary love. Thank you for that perfect love, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to draw them back to their first love, those backslidden ones, Lord, and including the backslidden ministers, Lord, in Jesus' name. And you said in the last several verses in Psalm 80, but particularly the last verse of Psalm 80, turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. We ask you to save all the backslidden ones, Lord, and you're married to the backslider, as it says in Jeremiah, and we thank you for taking care of each one in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory. You said, ask, and you shall receive. And just earlier today, I didn't know what Sabrina was going to be sharing tonight, what she was going to be, the Lord was inspiring to preach on, but the Lord reminded me about this wonderful little promise for those like me that have been backslidden in the past, that don't want to do it anymore. We thank you, Lord. You gave us a prayer to pray, the last chapter of Hosea chapter 14, which comes right after Ezekiel and Daniel, is Hosea. And it says in Hosea 14, you tell us what to say. Take with you words and turn to the Lord and say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. Thank you for your blood. So will we render the calves of our lips. Yes, Lord, said, watch before my mouth to keep the door on my lips. I continue to commit my works unto you, Lord, that my thoughts may be established in Jesus' name. Asher shall not save us, verse 3. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. We're not going to depend upon our super SUV or something else. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our gods, for in thee the fatherless find mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree. And that's an interesting thing, because olive trees on the outside aren't particularly glamorous. It's what's on the inside. His beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. Praise the Lord for that promise. In Hosea 14:7, they that dwell under his shadow shall return. Thank you for inspiring Brother Bill to read Psalm 91 tonight already. Thank you, Lord. It's the beginning three quarters of it anyway. They shall revive as the corn. They shall grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I'm like a green fir tree. For me is that fruit found. Help us all to have your wisdom by your word, by your spirit. The words Jesus speaks, not just their spirit and their life. It says, who is wise? And he shall understand these things, prudent, and he shall know them. Help us to be wise and prudent, Lord, in Jesus' name. For your ways are always right, Lord. In Jesus' name. Draw us with your light. Draw us with your glory. Draw us in Jesus' name. And it says in Proverbs 4:18, but the path of the just, Jesus is the path, he's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by him. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. There's going to be a perfect day when Jesus comes back. Daddy's, Father God, Abba's going to say, son, go get your bride. Jesus doesn't know when Daddy's going to say that, our Heavenly Father's going to say that. But he's going to send them, go get the bride. Help us all to have our wedding dresses, to be dressed with his righteousness, ready for his return, looking for him the way he wants. Help us all, Lord. And all those that have been backslidden, draw them, even as you drew us in the beginning with your loving kindness, and we thank you for doing so in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for Jesus pointing out in John 16:8 that the Holy Ghost comes to bring conviction, Father God. Even as those people that used to work for Planned Parenthood said, well, if I can sell enough of these pieces of babies that we've removed, whatever they want to call them, fetal tissue parts, and I get to get enough money, I can buy a Lamborghini. Well, I don't even know if they sell Lamborghinis anyway, but they used to, kind of a thin book there. But I heard some woman who used to work at a Planned Parenthood said that that's what she wanted to do. She wanted to buy a Lamborghini with all the money she's making selling fetal parts. Father God, what price do you put on a human body? That's the price of the blood of God and the blood of Jesus. You said we're that precious to you, and you poured out your soul to redeem us. And that's what you said, a life of the flesh is in the blood. And I, Jesus, I, God, have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. Make me an atonement for each and every one of us, even when we didn't know you. And we're still getting to know you better. And still getting to know the Father as Jesus is revealing the name of the Father to us more clearly. And we think of a more clear understanding. Father, we ask you to send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction to those that are working to do nasty things on the babies, on the children, Father God, even those that are trying to make money or whatever carnal things, they're trying to get something that appeals to some satanic impulse in them, Father, and we bind all those ungodly impulses, and we ask you to send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction, save the souls that can be saved. You told us to pray for those who despitefully use us, and those that are trying to sell fetal tissue parts to pharmaceutical companies, some of them making these so-called vaccines, they're not vaccines at all, these RMNA, whatever that's called, the RNA changing substances. Father, I ask you to send the Holy Ghost not only to those working in the Planned Parenthood type offices and places like that, but even the pharmaceutical companies. And I thank you for some person that high up in one of the companies, I think it was AstraZeneca, he came out and said, this is not right. this could be not good for mankind, what we've come up with. So, Father God, we ask you to, Father God, and that's one of the companies that's using the strain of fetal tissues, dead babies, causing to inject human, kind of little bits of human parts into living human beings, to change them from the way God wanted them to be. But they didn't know. Oh, Father God, we ask for your divine intervention. You said, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be delivered. Call upon me the day of trouble and I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. Glory, all glory and honor to you, King Jesus, and to you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for sending your mighty right hand. Your right hand is not too short to redeem. You said someday we'll be like those that are going along and we're going to pluck some people out of the fire, like a brand plucked out of the fire, Lord. We ask you to inspire those of us that you're anointing, Father, to reach out to those that are doing things that displease you, to give them another chance, to give them another chance to truly turn from serving Satan to serve the true and living God who created them in the first place, Lord, in Jesus' name. And anoint us to know what to say, what questions to ask, what to say. Kind of a simple, what if you want us to give someone a tract, whatever it is you want us to do, which tract and when and how and whatever it is you want us to do, each of us, Father God, inspire us to be where you want, saying what you want in Jesus' name and praying for those that can be delivered. We thank you, Father God. Some of them have had godly ancestors in the past that prayed for their descendants, Father God, even as Donald Trump's ancestors prayed for him. We thank you for the prayers coming down from, like, for Sabrina's grandmother, coming down on those that are coming into the kingdom. Sabrina's come in, but many others still need to come in, many in the valley of decision, Father. Draw many to the Lord Jesus, Father, and we thank you for doing so in Jesus' name. And we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication here and now. On those that are doing these things, we ask you to bring them to light and cause them to pay the price that they should pay, Father God, if they don't repent in the time that you want, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so in Jesus' name. You said the enemy may try to come in like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. We ask you to raise up your standard, Lord, in Jesus' name. In this nation, with the influx of illegal immigrants with various agendas from different people, we ask for your divine intervention, Father God, in Jesus' name. And all the plans of those that have been funded by Soros and others from Antifa and the like, in Jesus' name. I ask for your divine intervention, Father God, in Jesus' name. And you said in Isaiah 60, verse 18, violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. We thank you, Lord. It's just for a little season these things have been going on. We ask you to bring them to light. Cause many people to wake up. Many of the cause the sleeping giant, the body of Christ, to wake up. And those that have been politically sound asleep, Father God, those that people have been interviewed that said, well, why is this Biden guy bombing Syria? What happened to my stimulus check? Where's my check? I voted for him to get some money. Where's my $1,000? Or whatever he's looking for. Father God, many people are looking for their own things. They're not concerned about what concern you. Help me to change. Help us all to change, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you to appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for keeping us by the power of your name. And you said in Psalm 103, verse 6, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. And not just this country, all the nations, the people that are oppressed. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. We ask you, Lord, to execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed, including the children, Father God, those that have been hustled up here, kind of perhaps against their will, perhaps under false pretenses, Father, in Jesus' name, and those that are dragging different people into this country with different kind of assumptions that may not line up with what the enemy has planned for them, Father. We ask you to deliver those, Father God, in Jesus' name. You told the Israelites they need to be concerned for the stranger, Father God, because they used to be strangers in the land of Egypt, but you took care of them. Of course, they were your children. They didn't all know you very well. Some of them worshiped false gods when they were in Egypt, and many believers, they think they're believers in Jesus, are all worshiping a false god, whether it's Fauciism, if that's a real word, or fascism, or any other kind of ism that doesn't line up with Christianity, the worship of mainstream, mind-blinding spirits. We bind all those mind-blinding spirits trying to hide what's going on with the influx of the illegal immigrants. We ask you to bring to light what needs to be brought to light, Father, in Jesus' name. Not just as we read in Matthew 12:26, but also Luke 12:2, I think it is, in Jesus' name. I thank you for that, Father. You know all things. You know everything that's going on, and you know how it's going to play out. You know how it's going to work, Father. Jesus says in Luke 12:2, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. A lot of people are seeing that this vice president is supposed to be in charge of the southern border, hasn't been there yet, that she's supposed to be so concerned about people before they were elected, but now that she's been elected, supposedly elected, whatever it is, stuck in there, does she really care about living babies and children as much as she did about the ones that could be aborted? Lord, you know what's going on. I ask you to move on her heart and the hearts of those that we can intercede for. Sabrina's already prayed for all those in authority. We ask you to help those that can to repent of whatever sins they need to repent of that can be saved, and those that cannot, that you'll remove them in your way and in your time. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Because the heavens do rule, in Jesus' name, we give you praise and honor and glory for doing so, Lord, in Jesus' name. Even as the Lord reminded me about Daniel chapter 2:21, about you, Lord. You change the times and seasons. You remove kings and set up kings. You give wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Help us to have your wisdom to know what to do. We ask for your divine intervention concerning the wars coming against and the attacks coming against believers of the true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, especially the Christians and Christian ministries, Father God, even cyber warfare attacks, Father God. Many people that have been online at different venues have been attacked, and this is only just from what some people say, that could get more intense as they're trying to black out things concerning what's going on in Arizona because they don't want that to come into the light. And there are different Christians, not just in this nation, in Canada, other places that are under serious attack, in Nigeria and many places, Christians in cannabis, the equivalent of being locked up or locked in house arrest or worse. And we ask, Father, for your help, and not just at the physical arrest, but those interfering with the electronic communications, the cyber warfare, and the censoring, and the segregation of Christians from who they think, the so-called woke generation, Father God, and those that are acceptable to the New World Order agenda, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine help and intervention, in Jesus' name, and we thank you for that, Father. You said, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. And we're asking, seeking, and knocking in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. And Jesus says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. And it says in Psalm 18, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. You're worthy to be praised, Lord. Thank you for saving us all from the enemies of every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we give you praise and honor and glory. For the different Christians and different callings you have on their life, those that are bringing things to light, and we thank you, Father God, for inspiring previous President Trump to set up some new thing, the equivalent of like Facebook or whatever, and inspiring the MyPillow guy, what's his name, Lindell, setting up a new one recently. Frank's speech just started this week, and I haven't gone to that, but we thank you for causing people to set up new sites where people can go that are not going to be censored, that believe in the Lord Jesus. We give you praise for that, and give you praise and honor and glory. And we thank you, Father God, for people like Project Veritas that are bringing to light what's going on in the so-called political environment, Lord, and how people are trying to manipulate the political environment through what they did in Nazi Germany, through what is that called? Propaganda. What they did in other communist nations, called propaganda. They just want people to hear just one side of things. Well, maybe there's another side of it. Maybe there's the true side. And we thank you, Father God, that the people from Project Veritas got somebody from CNN to openly admit what they've actually been doing. And we give you a praise that that's coming to the light. We ask that all these things that are been uncovered will come to the light, Father God, and we give you praise and honor and glory for waking up the body of Christ and waking up the political body in this nation, Father God. Those people that have been feeling like they have to be wearing a mask and being in fear and hiding under a rock. No, Lord, you didn't call us to do that. You called us to liberty. We thank you, Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I thank you, Father God, for giving liberty to the body of Christ in Jesus' name. And you said in Isaiah 25:7-8 about the Lord, he will destroy in this mountain, that's the mountain of the Lord where Jesus paid the price for all of us, and he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations, not just the Jewish nation, all nations. And he will swallow up death in victory. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. Praise the Lord. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord hath spoken. And he can't lie. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for swallowing up death in victory. We give you praise and honor and glory for what you're doing, have done, and going to do in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for what Jesus told his disciples. And we all want to be Jesus' disciples. And what is a disciple of Jesus? That's just somebody who listens to him, just like Sabrina talked about tonight. Who's my mother, my brother, my sister? This is my mother, my brother, my sister. Those that listen to me and do the Father's will. Some people, oh my, what an amazing honor and privilege to be grafted into the body of Christ, to be called a sister of the King of the Universe or a brother of the King of the Universe. We thank you for that. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' wonderful name. And Jesus said, and I know a lot of saints love these scriptures, not just Pat Holiday. I love these scriptures from John chapter 8, because Jesus said to those that believed on him, if you continue in my word, so we don't just hear it 40 years ago or 2 weeks ago, we keep listening. If you continue my word, red letters, Jesus speaking, John 8:31, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Praise the Lord. And they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? I think they forgot about going to Egypt anyway. Verse 34, and Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Don't want to do that anymore. Lord, help us all. Lord, help me, Lord. Verse 35, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. The daughter abideth ever. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. Verse 36, if the son, that is the son of God, if the son therefore shall make you free, present progressive, it didn't just happen once. It's continually being made more and more and more and more free. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. We ask you to help all of us to be free indeed, and all of our family members in Jesus' name, and everyone we've been interceding for, all the family members of every believer, the neighbors of every believer, all the children, deliver the children, not only those that have been brought in illegally, but those children that are already in this nation, those children that are told they can't go to the school, they have to keep wearing the mask, even though the illegal immigrants are coming in, and they don't have to wear a mask, and they're going to be taught close up in person. Ooh. I think God's no respecter of person. I don't know why there's this thing going on. So we thank you for bringing to light what's going on, Lord, in Jesus' name. We ask you to send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction to those in the governmental situations, not just the federal government, the state governments, including Arizona, to bring conviction to the governor of Arizona, bring conviction to those that are withholding protection from those in the Arizona vote count, Father God, in the natural. But we thank you for your protection, Lord. We thank you for your angels. We thank you for the angel, Lord, that encampeth around about them, their fears, Lord, and delivers them. I ask you to bring conviction. All the family members of every believer, in Jesus' name, even the saints we've been praying for, God, we'll still get them, including on the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. We thank you for sending the Holy Ghost to bring conviction to all the family members of every believer that need to be convicted, those that have been listening to the enemy far too long, and they think they're listening to the truth, but the enemy's been blinding them. We ask you to grant them the discernment, Father God, that they need. Make those things that are pleasing to you to be pleasing to them. Those things that are displeasing to you to be displeasing to them. Those husbands that have a difficult time loving their wives because, well, they don't love themselves, like you told us in Ephesians chapter 5. If a husband doesn't love his wife, it's because he doesn't love himself. So we bind all those spirits of self-hatred, and we cancel their assignments because I'm familiar with those. Been there. It's not a good thing. We bind all interference in the proper relationships, in the marriages, including the sister who called in. All those Ahab and Jezebel spirits are bound. All the marine spirits are bound. All the generational familiar spirits, we bind each and every one of them. We cast their assignments to all those connected related to each of us. And all the ungodly witchcraft. Every witchcraft, and we just had a full moon the other day, all witchcraft curses continually returned on the heads of the spirits that sent them to those spirits what they intended to do to us. On the heads of the evil spirits in Jesus' name to do to them what they intend to do to us, at least sevenfold in Jesus' name, according to Psalm 79:12 and Proverbs 6:30 and 31 in Jesus' name, because of the blood of covenant. And Jesus says, whatever you ask in my name, and we're asking, Father, in Jesus' name, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. We thank you, Father, for sending Jesus in your name. We give you praise and honor and glory. So thank you for drawing every family member to the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we've been interceding for, including the spouses of those that have wandered away from the Lord and maybe they never knew the Lord in the first place. And we thank you, Father God, for giving at this very challenging time before the Lord comes, when the enemy is so busy, very, very, very busy, he's trying to get his agenda quickly run through, because he knows if he doesn't get it run through quickly, he's going to end up in kind of a stupid. But as soon as he relaxes for a second, Father God, you're going to totally overwhelm him, and we thank you for that. And we thank you for helping all of those, Father God, including all the family members, to be drawn to Lord Jesus. Give each one, Lord Jesus, write their names in the Lamb's Book of Life, and quote about that, and save each one's soul. And we thank you for doing so. We give you praise and honor and glory for writing their names in the Lamb's Book of Life, including Kay Arthur's husband and my sister and my brother-in-laws and all those we've interceded for. And we thank you for doing that, Father, in Jesus' name. Help all the children, Father God, all the children in so many different areas, the children in this nation, the children in other nations, all the children, those hungry children, Father God, physically hungry, spiritually hungry children, give them a hunger and a thirst for what you want, and meet their needs. You will not forsake the work of those that you've created, Father, in Jesus' name. And everyone's created by you and for your good pleasure, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for bringing to light what the enemy's been trying to do and causing that to be overturned. You turn that, whatever the enemy tries to do, back on his own head, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. You said in Psalm 9, verse 15, the heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, in the net which they hid is their own foot taken. And you confirmed that several other places, including Psalm 7, verse 15, and Psalm 35, 7. And we thank you, Lord, for doing so. We thank you, Lord, what you did. Those people are trying to overturn your people, the Jewish people, kind of in the book of Esther, and how Esther and those that were with her were praying and fasting, and you overturned what Haman tried to do to not just get rid of Mordecai, get rid of all the Jewish people. And we thank you, Father. A lot of people want to get rid of not just the Jewish people, all the Christians. They want to just annihilate them, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that your arm's not too short to save. And we ask you to save us all, and we ask in agreement. Because you promised us, and you cannot lie. It's impossible for God to lie. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. Has he said it? Will he not do it? Oh, Lord, I've seen you do that. Even according to the simple scripture in Matthew 18:19, you said, if two of you on earth, at least two of us on earth, are in agreement, two of you on earth, according to the Bible, are in agreement, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he's going to do it. We thank you, Father God, for delivering us all. We thank you for sending Jesus to pay that price. Thank you for giving Jesus all power in heaven and earth. And thank you for continually delivering us. Many, many, many times you've rescued me, and I thank you for that, Father. Many, many times, quite literally, drawing me out of many waters. So many times, Father God, as a child, yes, many, 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 many times. And I thank you, Father God. If you took care of me, you take care of these other children too. Children in harm's way. Children that kind of feeling despair. Children that are crying, that have been taken away from their parents. Children that are distraught. Children that, oh, Lord, deliver all of them. Deliver them not only from their physical attacks, the emotional attacks, even as Sabrina prayed against the kind of SRA nonsense and demonic nonsense. We ask you to deliver all the children, Father God. Deliver all the children and restore their souls, Father, in Jesus' name. And raise them up, Father God. Those that have kind of raised them up, wake them up, kind of to know what to do, Father, in Jesus' name. And you're no respecter of persons, Father, in Jesus' name. Even as a Roman Catholic priest who actually came to the Lord Jesus, Father. And some people in his organization put him through terrible things to try and torture him, Father God. But you restored his mind, Father God. You completely restored his mind, even after he had multiple electric shocks to his brain. You completely restored him. You're no respecter of persons. We ask you to restore all those that need to have their minds restored. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. All those children that are suffering and struggling, not just in this country, not just those coming in across the southern border, but all the children that have already been here. Those children have been kept out of school. Those children have been kept back from their normal relationships with their other peers. Some of them are on the edge of committing suicide. We bind every one of those spirits of self-hatred and those spirits of despair and discouragement, heaviness and oppression and depression. We speak shalom to the weather and the atmosphere, in the natural and in the spiritual, the entire United States of America, from border to border and coast to coast, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, the blood of Jesus, to plead the blood of Jesus over all the children, over all the children. We pray for all the children and all the family members of every believer, the neighbors, the friends of every believer, all the coworkers of every believer, everyone we've interceded for. And we thank you, Father God. Many times you've heard our prayers, and we thank you, Father. Why? Because you said, ask, and you shall receive. And I know you hear, because you've done it so many wonderful times, so graciously, Lord. Your mercies are new every day, and we thank you for your mercies that are new this day and every day. And you're faithful. You're always, always, always faithful to perform your word. We thank you for not leaving us as orphans, Father God. You're with us, because Jesus said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." So we boldly say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me." In Jesus' name, we thank you that you're with us, and you're taking care of us, and we give you praise and honor and glory for giving Jesus all power in heaven and earth. And where does he live? In us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. We give you praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. And thank you for keeping us by the power of your name, Father, even as Jesus prayed. Father, he said, "I'm no more in the world in this. I'm no more in this world, but these are in the world. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are." And we thank you, Father, for Jesus coming to declare the name of the Father to the entire body of Christ. Whenever we're gathered together, two or three are gathered together in his name. We thank you for the ongoing revelations that you're giving, even as you gave to Peter, ongoing revelations that the gates of hell will not prevail against the body of Christ. And we, not just in this country, every country, where there are at least two believers. And we thank you, Father God, for what you've done, are doing, and going to do. We thank you for waking up some of the saints in Australia, Father God. And some people are, because I heard Dr. Sherry Tenpenny said some saint in Australia got together, and they got them to close down some 5G towers in their particular town or area because they found out they had some negative side effects. We thank you, Father God, for waking up the body of Christ, and they'd have more power. We have more power than we realize, because who's in us? Christ in us, the hope of glory. Show us what you want us to do in the practical and in the spiritual, especially in how to walk in love, how to walk in the light, how to walk in the Spirit moment by moment. Rejoice in the Lord always, even when it's a little bit challenging, maybe a lot challenging, Father. Rejoice in the Lord always, just like Paul and Silas rejoiced in Acts 16:25. They prayed and praised the Lord. They prayed and praised the Lord, and you showed up, and you showed up powerfully. Awesome, awesome, awesome God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank you for warning angels, linking angels round about each one of us. Today I was just amazed to see that it was in Revelation chapter 7, where the angels are praising God. In Revelation 7:12, saying, "Amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." Well, what did they say? They said seven different things. Blessing, wisdom, giving, honor, and power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. Seventh number of perfection. We thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, as we look for Jesus to return.
Give us all thanks. Thanks for giving us all thanks. Great.